Blog Talk Radio.
Naima Latif for On Air Daily News, Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. Our top story, the political climate continues to heat up as Election Day, Tuesday, November 8th, 2022, is fast approaching and both parties are gearing up to make their case for the American people. Save America announces special guest speakers in Wilmington, North Carolina. President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America, will be joined by endorsed candidates, members of the North Carolina Congressional Delegation, and other special guests on Friday, September 23, 2022, in Wilmington, North Carolina. This Save America rally is a continuation of President Trump's unprecedented effort to advance the MAGA agenda by energizing voters and highlighting America First candidates and causes. This is according to Save America. And on Friday, September 23rd, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, President Donald J. Trump will deliver remarks in support of endorsed candidates and special guest Ted Budd, Republican nominee for U.S. Senator from North Carolina, and the entire North Carolina Trump ticket. The venue is the Aero Center at Wilmington International Airport, and that's in Wilmington, North Carolina. And among the guest speakers will be Representative Ted Budd of the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, who's running for Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, and Representative David Roser, U.S. Representative of North Carolina's 7th Congressional District. And as that is occurring, the National Democratic Redistricting Committee is distributing a special message about gerrymandering from President Obama, A.G. Holder, John Legend, Jay Farrell, and Will I Am. And this message is discussing the issue of redistricting as a means to suppress the vote and to prevent candidates from being elected and those who are projecting this gerrymandering problem are putting out a message to warn voters so that they may step up their support for the Democratic Party. We'll share a few words from this video, and of course, you can recognize the voice of President Barack Obama.
After Americans voted for a decade under some of the most gerrymandered maps in our history, my friend Eric Holder and all of you with the National Democratic Redistricting Committee have proven a lot of doubters wrong. Because of you, across the country, politicians will find it harder to pick their voters, and voters will have a better chance to pick their politicians.
This effort was not easy, but it worked. This country will now vote on some of the fairest maps this country has seen in decades.
Thanks, Barack.
Thanks, Eric. I'll take it from here. We've been hard at work in the studio writing a song about what you all are doing. I mean, I'm just glad that you decided to come over here and ask us to do it.
No, we didn't.
I mean, who else were you going to get? Kevin Hart?
Obama, your people called, and they always call.
My man, Will I Am?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got a call to write a song about gerrymandering.
What up, John?
You know what's cool? I had already written 2 songs about gerrymandering. I was just waiting for the right time for them to drop.
You're writing a song about fighting gerrymandering.
Two songs.
Look, look, Brock, if these guys have gerrymandering songs, I say let them sing gerrymandering songs.
Look, guys, I appreciate all the help, but it's not 2008 anymore.
We have been told we cannot do this. They won't grow louder and more.
Yes, we can. And you did it. We need to do something different in 2022.
Ah, I hear you. I hear you. So what you're saying is you really just want a hype video.
Well, let's do this.
A year ago, pundits and the national media declared that Republicans would win all of the upcoming midterm elections because of this thing called gerrymandering.
It means cheating, plain and simple.
And the Republicans are really good at this.
But something happened on the way to the map drawing board.
Oh, hell yeah. Barack and Holder created a whole new damn organization called the National Democratic Redistricting Committee.
Uh-huh.
The NDRC. We gotta take these cheaters down.
And guess what? We did it. But the work is not done.
I see you, dog.
Fixing the map was one thing. But it only matters if you are prepared to vote in these midterm elections and hold our elected officials accountable year-round.
Text four people right now to show them how important this is, how important these elections are.
Go to democraticredistricting.org to help organize your community to vote in these midterms. And last but not least...
Thanks, Obama!
Bye, Mr. Attorney General. Peace out, Obama.
Baby, baby.
Thanks, everybody. Now let's get back to work.
We're fired up and ready to go.
And, of course, that presentation put together by the National Democratic Redistricting Committee urges voters to vote in the midterm elections and to overcome many of the previous efforts to suppress the vote. Every state has its challenges. Dr. Willie Wilson, candidate for mayor of Chicago, announced at a press conference on August 29, 2022, that he's exploring a lawsuit against the Illinois Board of Elections for its closing of a number of polling places that could have a detrimental effect on Election Day turnout. He was joined by Attorney Richard Boykin, Attorney Bob Fioretti, and former Illinois Senator Ricky Hendon, who speaks about the history of racial injustice and voting. We'll share this press conference held at the Federal Building in downtown Chicago. And we're first going to hear from Ricky Hendon.
Right aspect of this, because it's the most important part to me. Dr. Wilson is fighting for all the polling places citywide, and that's great. But we need to know on the civil rights part that the black community is getting hit in the heart. 50% of the black polling places are going to be moved. Thank you.
by mail. Is there a way to contact those voters that usually vote on the day of election and have them do that?
Thank you.
press conference held by Dr. Willie Wilson, who spoke about a possible lawsuit against the Cook County Board of Election for its proposal to close polling places, close precincts, which would affect polling places, and it's feared may cause some confusion on election day, particularly for perhaps seniors who may not have transportation to get to alternative sites, and for many people who may not use the opportunity for early voting. And so on election day, if they find their polling place has been changed, they may not be able to go to an alternative place. Some of the other issues raised have to do with the fact that once the new locations and the precinct changes are finalized, there remains the time it takes to mail out a notice to all of the voters. So have you received, if you are living in Cook County, have you received a notice of your new precinct polling place? Has it come in the mail? And, of course, many states are facing challenges of what appears to be tactics for voter suppression. And those candidates for office are certainly addressing those challenges. Being registered to vote is, of course, the necessary step in order to participate in the process. Well, today is National Voter Registration Day, and tomorrow in Chicago is a free meet and greet for the next new congressman under the Democratic Party, Jonathan Jackson. Of course, you already know the importance of civic engagement and that importance in a community, the importance of building a community by being involved in one's civic duty of voting. Well, on Wednesday, September 21st, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., the public is invited to a free meet and greet for Jonathan Jackson, who is the candidate for the nominee for the 1st Congressional District, having won in the recent primary election. This event will be held at The Quarry at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago. And this gives voters an opportunity to meet the person who will in fact be representing them in Congress. So friends are urged to come and make sure they're registered to vote. And that's at the Quarry Arts Culture Events Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago. And the CEO is Yvette Moyo. And, of course, many are concerned as we take a look at the national trends in voting and how that is going to impact the future. Many issues are on the table, everything from education to economics to health care. Well, in education news, Third World Press is announcing its 55th anniversary celebration. It's incredible that in the year 2022, many Americans are learning for the first time the many contributions that individual black people have made to America and the world. For centuries, the history of America has been slanted, misleading, and distorted. This history, his story, has been a means to keep African-American contributions hidden. For 55 years, Dr. Haki Madhubuti, MFA, PhD, poet editor, publisher, educator, and activist, has pursued the singular mission of counteracting the myth that black people have not contributed greatly to American culture. He has done this by allowing readers to share the black experience in America from the perspective of black writers. Next month, this octogenarian celebrates the founding of the second oldest independent black-owned book publishing company in the United States. In 1967, Hakim Adabuti started Third World Press in Chicago's South Side community of Englewood. He did not have much money, only $400. The only technology he had was access to a typewriter and mimeograph machine. But he did have an idea. That idea grew into Third World Press. Since then, Third World Press has published hundreds of authors, such as Mari Evans, Derek Bell, and Gil Scott-Heron, producers and playwrights Ruby Dee, Ossie Davis, and Christine Houston, renowned psychiatrists Francis Cress Welsing, Carl Bell, and Bobby E. Wright, historians Chancellor Williams, John Henry Clark, and Jacob Carruthers, poets Amiri Baraka, Sonia Sanchez, Illinois poet laureate Angela Jackson, and the first African-American Pulitzer Prize winner, Gwendolyn Brooks, and, of course, Hakim Adabuti himself, who has published more than 36 books. The publisher's interest in books started as a teenager in Detroit when his mother ordered him to the library to check out Black Boy by Chicagoan Richard Wright. Hakim Adabuti was so taken by the vivid descriptions of black life in the South that he read the book in one day. The next day, he returned to the library and checked out everything that the library had on the shelf by Richard Wright. Although Third World Press is not as widely known as some of its white counterparts, the Chicago-based publishing company has a loyal following of national and international writers and readers. This year's 55th anniversary celebration will take place Saturday, October 8, 2022. The festivities will start with an open house at Third World Press, 7822 South Dobson Avenue in Chicago, 12 noon to 1 p.m., followed by a program at the Institute of Positive Education at 7823 South Ellis from 1:30 p.m. till 3:30 p.m. All are invited. Well, that's all for today. You have been listening to On Air Daily News. I'm Naima Latif, and we want you to enjoy the rest of your day.